Hey everybody, it's Sean and it's time for a weekly huddle. And a weekly huddle is where we focus on things that we can do in our hospital that aren't necessarily medically based to improve operations, team performance, team morale. And it's National Veterinary Reception Week as I'm recording this. And I want to tell you that I think that today we should focus on what can we do to appreciate our front desk staff more? What can we do to validate our front desk staff more? What can we do to let them know how important they are? You know, you want to see a technician or a doctor run away in a veterinary hospital? Put a ringing phone next to them. Put a client who's complaining about money in front of them. Literally, what we do in veterinary hospitals is push all the difficult people stuff right to the front desk and say our front desk will handle it. And unfortunately, they're often the least paid people in the practice. And so my message for you today is lift them up. Find a way to invest in and encourage your front desk staff. Do you know that the trajectory of front desk staff is less than 2 years of stability in a job in veterinary medicine? We turn over that role more than any other role in veterinary medicine. And at VGP, we wanted to help with that. So we have a solution too. Not only can you appreciate those people, but you can educate your front desk staff. We have a veterinary reception training. And it's all online, it's virtual, and your receptionist can become certified as professional veterinary receptionist. We break down all the skill sets necessary. And when you look at that job, you'll think to yourself, I don't know if I could do that job. In fact, I often say to myself, of the one job in the veterinary, and I've done them all except for being a doctor, and of those jobs, the hardest one was the front desk. I'm not kidding you, because it's nonstop. It's like being on stage for 8 hours and you can't get away. You always have to be on. So take care of your reception team. And I know we still call them receptionists because that's like really all encompassing, but I also feel like we should call them service providers, customer service heroes, concierge, therapists, whatever. Value the people who work at your front desk and take care of them today.